some people always have an excuse, right? You know those people? Hey, thanks for joining us. As we continue to look through the Proverbs, we're calling this series Road Rules, and I'm aiming this series to parents, the summer series to parents, so that you can take these Proverbs, that you can apply them to your own life, but then you can teach them appropriately to your children. Today's proverb is about excuses. Always blaming others for what we didn't get done. Students, and you know what? Too many parents blame bad grades on teachers. Workers blame their bosses. Bosses blame their workers. Today's proverb tells of a person who fears a lion may attack him, so he never goes outside. Proverbs 22:13. The sluggard says, "There's a lion outside. I shall be killed in the streets." Excuses, excuses, excuses. The sluggard, that old word for those who don't pull their weight, those who are lazy or lethargic, the sluggard is full of excuses. You've heard them. "I'm overqualified. I'm underqualified. That's too challenging. Ah, that's not challenging enough. I'm waiting for the perfect job that perfectly fits my gifts and training. It's too hard. It's too soft. It's too hot. It's too cold. It can't work today," this sluggard says in Proverbs 22, "because there may be a lion outside pouncing on me as soon as I walk out the door, or someone waiting to murder me. I'll just stay at home and play video games." Excuses, excuses, excuses. Sadly, those fueled with "I can't" mindsets are content to waste the precious gift of time and talents with their manufactured excuses. An old writer, Matthew Henry, he wrote back in the 17th century. He was a Bible commentator. He puts excuses in perspective. Here's what he wrote. He said, "The sluggard talks of a lion without, but considers not his real danger from the evil, that roaring lion which is in bed with him, and from his slothfulness which kills him." Man, we have to make sure that we don't live a life of excuses, or let our kids always have an excuse when something doesn't go their way or they're not able to accomplish the tasks that are in front of them. Father, may we never waste your gifts of time and talents with manufactured excuses. Help us honor you by getting the assignment done that you put in front of us, whether it's a math project, a paper we need to get written, or a project at work that we need to get done for our team. Don't let us live with excuses. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.